Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Six innings and gave the Yankees and all a chance to hang in.
There are certain guys that, for whatever reason, when the weather is bad and the circumstances aren't perfect, I kind of look at and say, I'm expecting a lousy performance.
Yeah.
Carlos Rodon is one of them. And just to show you my fairness, I said something to Sean off-air earlier today about Kodai Senga, who's starting for the Mets tonight. It will not be snowing at Citi Field, but it's going to be cold. And I said to Sean, who has Kodai on his fantasy team, I'd watch out for tonight. You know, I could see him struggling a little bit, not like getting bombed, but walking four guys in 4 1/3 innings, not having great command, and it being kind of like an iffy kind of night for him. And Senga and Rodon both reek to me as starting pitchers who will struggle if the conditions aren't perfect. And I do want to describe yet again the conditions in Detroit because they're amazing. It is snowing. Like, visibly snowing very hard. In fact, Jameis Winston is watching, and he's like, get me in this game. I need to play. He loves playing in the snow game.
I wonder if this will be the most iconic snow game in Major League Baseball history.
Well, I'll tell you, if the Yankees make a late comeback and beat the Tigers, and let's say, you know, Goldie or Cody has a big moment, maybe they're welcome to Yankee moment, I could see beating the Tigers in the snow being kind of a thing.
Okay.
What's the number one now? Pettit opening day against the Royals?
Yes.
It's the only snow game I can think of for the Yankees.
Yes.
I'm sure there have been others that I just don't recall. So now my own joke probably came back to bite me because it could become the ultimate icon.
No, but Tommy's right. Like, when I think of that, I think of the Yankees on opening day in the snow.
The day the YMCA debuted at Yankee Stadium.
Was that really the same day?
Yeah, you're damn right it was.
How about that? But if the Yankees do come back, because they are losing 3-0, and it's one of the newish guys who has a moment, I think this could be a Yankee classic.
Okay. Kudos to me.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I can see
we'll track it.
All right. Now, let me rip the Mets for a second. Well, let me give you the information. I'll let the audience and you, Tommy, and you, Sean, decide if you want to rip the New York Mets. So, obviously, there's been a lot of banter over the last few weeks, mostly coming from Tommy's side, that the Mets are big brother. I think he's even thrown that in on the show today at some point. Hey, we're big brother, blah, blah, blah.
Several times I have.
Fair enough. That's your thing, okay? And the Mets had a great weekend. They won 3 games. I can report, being at opening day, that there were no, that I heard, Yankee suck chants, which I called to end. I said, hey, if you want to act like you're big brother-ish, what you can't do is chant anti-Yankee things at opening day when the Yankees aren't playing. Because remember, Yankee fans were chanting bleep Juan Soto at Yankee Stadium. So I did not come across any Met fans, at least on Friday, chanting Yankee suck.
There were videos of people walking out of the stadium chanting Yankee suck.
Okay.
For the record.
Fair enough. I didn't see it. If that happened, I condemn it.
Okay.
That's the way off. I condemn that. All right? Now, there are good people who went to this game, but that doesn't mean they did the right thing.
Yep.
All okay. Right. Now, let me get to the Mets themselves. Because I got there in time to see the race. They had their very first mascot race.
The big
between
race.
The Staten Island Ferry, the Queens Subway, the Brooklyn Pizza, the Manhattan Empire City Building. Empire City Building.
Oh, God.
Empire State Building. Or some tall building. I don't know if it's supposed to be the Empire State. And then finally, the Bronx. They have a giraffe to represent the Bronx Zoo. And I was very excited. Jet was very excited. My dad was very excited. Like, here we go. We got the race. And so they did what I thought they would do. They had the Bronx mascot screw up. okay, fine. That's going to be a part of the little game they play. And I didn't even think that was expert trolling. I just thought that was, yeah, you're going to have Queens win the first ever borough race. How can you not? The Mets play in Queens.
Okay.
And then the PA announcer, who I like, I think he does it. He's not actually the PA announcer, the in-stadium guy, whatever his name is.
The on-field host?
Yeah, well, I forget his name. I'd give him a pop. He's a guy, I like him. He's very humorous. He whips out the line, "The Bronx Giraffes' hopes got torpedoed." And I got to tell you,
that was little brother nonsense.
I think that was little brother nonsense. Who the hell was that? But I agree with that person, whoever that was. Do you agree that that was little brother nonsense, Shoney?
I hate my answer. My answer is, yes, it's little brother nonsense, but I also think it's hysterical.
Huh.
So I don't have an issue with it. But yeah, like, that is a Met thing to do, but it's also funny because I'm pretty sure I'm the one that called for the, it would be really funny if the Bronx one finished in last every single time.
But there's a difference in my mind. So if the Bronx Giraffe never wins, which so far they haven't, in fairness, okay? Queens has won, Brooklyn has won, Manhattan has won, if you're keeping track at home, and yes, I am. I may have a scorecard.
Are you serious?
The Bronx has not won yet, and if the Bronx never wins, cool. I don't think that's little brother nonsense. But to actually say, they got torpedoed, I don't know. That, Tommy, I know you're playing up the we're big brother nonsense. Even you have to say, hey, look, if we're going to follow this we're big brother, we have to cut that nonsense out. Because that was
little brother nonsense.
I agree with that guy.
So you're asking me right now, do I think that the giraffe taking a dive and the line that was said after that, was that little brother behavior by the Mets? I will give my answer on it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, what was that?
I just gave it.
Are you playing a mind game?
I gave my answer on whether that's...
You're running my play?
You didn't hear me doing this on Saturday? I just go to a caller. I don't have the control to do that right now.
You ran my play?
Yeah, the Sean's run that play before. He doesn't say anything.
Well, taking Belichick's playbook?
No, I ran a different play on Saturday. I'd go to a caller. I don't have the control here, so I went to your playbook.
Which was what?
To give my thought on it, which was...
Okay, so that's Tommy's way of... By the way, Tommy's way of saying, yes, it is... little brother behavior. I also, outside of Tommy, I think the Mets are just embracing that they're going to be a... You know what it is? It's okay to be a little brother if you're the little brother that becomes a real pain in the ass, right? There's no shame in being a little brother, but I'm going to piss my big brother off. And that's the tact. The Mets aren't looking to become big brother. They're looking to be little brother, but be more annoying to big brother.
I just think the way you should go about things sometimes is you can playfully troll without making it obvious. I didn't like the torpedo thing. I just didn't like it.
Who cares? I'm a Yankee fan. I laughed.
Look, I didn't lose sleep at night. I'm not screaming and yelling. I'm giving you my opinion that I didn't like it. I think we're better off not kind of falling into that nonsense. Because ask yourself this, and this is where I win this argument.
Come on.
This is where I win the argument. Would Paul Olden ever say anything like that at Yankee Stadium? Would they ever even refer to the New York Mets?
No, but we're...
That's it.
We're a different class, though.
But that's my point.
But the Mets aren't. The moment you hear, Evan, I hate to say this again. Because I think it's fun. I think it's something I definitely want our show to take part in. The moment you introduce the mascot race to begin with,
what?
You've already taken both feet and jumped in the pool and said, here we are, a gimmicky franchise. Again, fun. You don't have to apologize for it. But once you've already committed to having the race, that seems obviously rigged if your standings are correct, by the way.
Well, the standings are.
Because they want it neck and neck come September.
Queens, Brooklyn, and Manhattan have a victory.
I'm a loser.
Once you've already done that, and by the way, on opening day, the ferry was running backwards towards Staten Island.
Yes.
Okay, so you make a torpedo joke at the Bronx. Like, at that point, what's the difference? You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
You're already acting like an immature, gimmicky franchise. You might as well just lean into it all the way then.
Were any jokes made when the other boroughs won?
No.
That was little brother nonsense.
The only joke that was made was about the Bronx. It was an anti-Yankee torpedo joke. That was the only joke. Oh, speaking of which, we are working on the show running in the mascot
race.
That's
right. And it's not rigged. That's it.
No, we're going to run a real race. I was thinking about who has to be each borough, and I think it's very obvious. So I think clearly Sean has to represent the Bronx as a Yankee fan.
Okay.
No question about that in my mind. So you're the giraffe.
Well, maybe it could be a hippopotamus that day.
That's not
it's
nice.
It's so absurd.
That's inappropriate.
That.
Shut up.
So I mean, absurd.
Loogie!
I'm about to ride 40 miles in the five-borough New York City bike tour. You have
What's wrong with a hippopotamus? How'd you take it as a fat joke? Maybe it's a twist.
Chris, what's fatter, a hippopotamus or a giraffe? What's fatter?
A hippo. But
come on, it's a fat joke, Tommy. Stop. Of course.
So, Sean should be the Bronx. What's the animal again? Giraffe. Because he's a Yankee fan.
You were going to say hippo now, too?
Tiki should clearly be Staten Island because he's a Jersey guy, and as we all know, Staten Island is basically New Jersey.
No. He can't. First of all, that's offensive to Staten Islanders and New Jerseyers.
What?
Second of all, the ferry is the easiest one to win in. He's got to be hard.
I'm not thinking that way. I'm thinking of who represents each borough best. And so to me, in my opinion, Staten Island and Tiki because of the Jersey connection.
All right.
Number three with me. I've lived in Queens. I'm a Brooklyn Net fan. I've lived in Brooklyn. I'm a Met fan, Queens. I was born in Brooklyn. I think I have to be Brooklyn.
Right,
I do. I think it's a slight edge to Brooklyn. I adore the two boroughs. It's the only two boroughs I've ever lived in. I've never lived in Manhattan. God knows I've never lived in Staten Island. Jeez. I've never lived in the Bronx. I've lived in Brooklyn. I've lived in Queens. But I do think being born there and being a Net fan, I am Brooklyn. And then I think Tommy's a choice because Tommy's lived in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. I think Tommy is a Manhattan guy, personally.
So do I. I wish I was still here.
No, but he currently lives in Queens.
But he currently lives in Queens.
And I love Queens. I'm glad I'm living there now.
I think you can be either one, to be honest with you. But to me, I kind of lean a little bit towards Manhattan. But I think you could be either borough.
Yeah. I mean, just a reminder, though, we could dress up like whatever, and the Giants' all-time leading rusher will smoke us. So it's really a race for second.
True. He's 50 years old. He's an old man.
He's 50 years old. He's carved out of granite, basically. He's the healthiest person on this show by far, and he's the oldest by far.
I understand he is, and he ironically looks the youngest of being the oldest.
He does.
50's 50.
He's going to smoke us. So really, it's really about 2-5.
Let him be the pizza where the flaps and the wind catches him and holds him back a little bit.
And you know
you sound like a fool.
Okay. You know who I'm working on for the fifth mascot?
Yes, I do.
Who? You don't know who I'm working on.
Sure do.
I just thought about it 5 minutes ago.
So, okay. Then we're thinking of different people. You go first. No, you go first. You have it.
Daniel Vogelback.
You see him in the dugout? My God.
I thought that would be funny, like his return.
He'd be the hippo.
He's keeping Permanente Brothers in business in Pittsburgh.
We get him to make a return.
He has no neck.
I understand. Who else were you thinking about?
How could he got fatter?
Well, who are you thinking about?
I was just thinking of some like Brooklyn Net or somebody like that.
Brooklyn Net.
And they would lose and we would like crush them. That was where my brain was.
Cam Thomas
would be Brooklyn.
Well, I'm about to become real close with OG Anunoby. We're about to be friends, so maybe OG would run. That'd be kind of fun.
Well, they'll be busy.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Nah.
Yeah.
We have this plan for late May. He'll be free.
Yeah, definitely.
He'll be busy that night.
Okay. OG doesn't agree with you because.
By the way, are we doing like a Masked Singer reveal, or how is this going to work? Are we like letting the world know that we're doing this before, after, or
the
is
fifth
it just
person? You mean the fifth person? You mean
no, just in general that we're doing this.
Oh
race.
No, we'll build it up once we get approval and we have a date. We will probably do a live show there. Yeah, people will know that's Evan and Tiki running the race night. We just have to finalize it.
So we'll do a big reveal after the race, basically.
On who's who?
Yes.
No, I think everyone knows going in who we are. You can kind of tell. Yeah. Have you not seen the costumes? You could tell.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think you can mostly tell.
You'll be able to tell Tiki the calves and Sean.
I mean, Tiki getting off to a huge lead is going to be the tell. I think Sean's delusional.
I think Tiki
won't.
I think Tiki should have to run backwards.
I agree.
Just me.
I've thought that for a long time.
Soft, man. No confidence at all.
Let's go to Pat in Morristown. What's up, Pat?
What's up, Evan?
Yo.
Yeah, you were talking about how at Citi Field they don't chant Yankees suck. Well, I heard it firsthand. I was at the game on Saturday.
Oh, I'm disappointed. Did you join in? Did you join in, Pat? Be honest with me.
No, because I'm actually a Yankee fan.
Can I ask you what you're doing? No, I got a few questions for you. Number one, you went to a Met game as a Yankee fan. Totally respect that. I go to Yankee games as a Met fan. Did you wear Yankee stuff or did you wear a neutral outfit?
I actually wore my Knicks shirt.
I respect that. I think that's actually what you should do.
Okay.
He nailed it. That's what I do, by the way. I wear the sporting outfit of another team I root for. So, like, famous to, like, me and two other people. When I went to the Yankee parade, I wore a Jets sweatshirt. And when I went to the Giants parade, I wore a Brooklyn Nets sweatshirt. And then when I went to the second Giants parade, because there were two, I wore a Mets sweatshirt.
You do know they make hoodies and clothes that don't have sports logos on them, right?
Really? You're the one telling me this?
I'm just giving you a heads up.
You're literally wearing a sweatshirt right now for the audience listening on the radio that represents all four sports teams you...
Yeah, is that a custom piece?
Yes. So,
no.
Good joke. I probably should have delivered it, but you're wearing a shirt
right
now,
literally. Yeah, for those watching SNY, Sean and I have the exact same shirt. His shirt is a Nets, Rangers, Giants, Yankees logo. I have it, except it's Nets, Islanders, Jets, and Mets. Yeah. The exact same design. So I don't know, to answer your question, Rami, if it's custom made or if the company just realizes we're going to please New Yorkers with every possible combination.
Definitely. He's got to be the only fan with that combination.
What about mine? Don't you think mine's even weirder?
No. I think Sean is
weirder. Mets, Jets, Nets, that
Rami,
goes together.
Again, yeah. I was at the Brooklyn Nets game last week. The amount of people flooding in there in Brooklyn Nets shirts, you're underestimating. That's all I'm saying.
There, oh, the more amount of Net fans?
Well, yeah, and I think the amount of Net fans, that you start dividing it up, how many root for these same teams?
I think that, unfortunately, Rami and Tommy fall into the same category. They don't get it, and that's okay. I'm not going to fight with you guys about that. But where I do disagree respectfully, because I've had this study done before, I'm going to blow everybody's mind with this. Brooklyn Net fans, like those that exist, let's say the number is 10,000, right? Very modest number in this city. I think 70% of them are Yankee fans, not Met fans. I've discovered that, yeah.
Well, Jersey carryover, too.
I think Jersey has a lot to do with it. I think that's a great point. But I'm telling you right now, if you go to a Nets game, in fact, watch this. Let's play this game again.
Okay.
Hey, Tommy, I may have an extra ticket for Nets-Knicks final regular season game of the year, Sunday afternoon.
So preseason.
It's game. Not preseason. It's, a preseason. It's the final game. Regular season game of the
Knicks
year.
Knicks won't be playing any of their starters or reserve players.
Are you
and
listening
the Nets
to this,
are
Sean?
A G League team.
You
have so many caveats.
Of course I do. You're asking me to travel to Brooklyn or go? Yeah,
travel to Brooklyn? You live in Queens.
I take the subway. I mean, that's a lot of manpower and effort.
What we've learned, you're getting older. You don't like going to sporting. You're not a sports guy.
Well, we've established that on the show.
You're not.
I like being at the sporting event. I don't like to travel home. I don't like to travel to get there. Every time
you're a greyhound away from being Al Dukes
Evan,
at this point.
No, Evan knows this. Well, hold on a second here. Now, that one's a little bit different because it's a Sunday, but we've all experienced getting to a sporting event after doing the show here. It sucks.
Oh, it's easy. I disagree with you. It's easy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You're running out of here basically risking life and limb to make sure you make the train on time.
Do that anyway.
I'm running out life and limb because I have this weird phobia of missing a first pitch or an opening tip.
Yes, which I've mocked you for.
You don't have that. So you wouldn't be racing out to go to a game. You would be leaving politely
But the commute home from my couch to my bed takes 3 seconds.
So you're turning down Knicks Nets tickets.
Wow.
It's not Knicks Nets. Tickets.
Yes, it is.
It is a preseason game.
This is... Well, let me tell you
Are
right
you
now.
Going to the game?
Yes.
Then I'm definitely out.
Slag nut Nets.
What was that? Wow.
You called it a preseason game. I can promise you this, Tommy. Yes. It ain't preseason prices. Yes. I'll tell you that right now.
It's also... It's disingenuous for Tommy to represent the Knicks and Mets fans.
Yeah.
And we don't see him at an arena all year or a stadium all year and then parachute into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like he's been there. I'm sorry. I don't know.
In fact,
Yankee fans, Ranger fans, you know that's not me. I'm at these games.
I'll be as blunt as I can. If you don't go to Knicks Nets on Sunday, you can consider yourself out for
what,
the
What are you, my father? That's a threat?
Well, they're my tickets. I can decide who goes. You're out. And you better hope it's not the Pistons because my buddy from Detroit's going to fly in for every game with me.
Oh, so, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
you're
a good
out.
Time. You guys have a good time.
That's going to be awesome. Every game. I'm hoping it's Knicks Pistons. I can't wait. I'm going to be on that bridge.
Yeah.
Holding shop. It's going to be a good time. Anyhow, let's go to Stephen Merrick. He's waited a while, and we appreciate that. How are you, Steve?
I'm good. So here's my thing, and this is prototypical Mets, right? Like, what's going to go wrong? So the worst thing that happened is Vlad Guerrero just got signed. Because I'm convinced last year, Pete was swinging at everything under the sun because of the contract.
Okay.
Now, with Vlad off the table, he's swinging. He's going to start. I mean, he's off to a great start. I love the guy, and I want him here. But he's going to start pressing and being what he was last year.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
You know, you're going to say I'm nuts.
No, I'm not going to say you're nuts. I'm going to make your ass famous. That's what I'm going to do.
Whoa.
It's April 7th, 4:17 p.m. Stephen Merrick has declared it with a point that I haven't heard anyone else make yet on Sports Talk Radio. This will now cause the Pete Alonso slump. So let's write this down. Let's save this moment. And in fairness, the Mets are about to play 3 games against the Marlins. On Thursday's Evan and Tiki, at this exact same time,
4:17.
We are going to check in on how Pete Alonso did in the immediate aftermath of the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. contract. So let's see. Let's see if Steve's right. Steve brings up a fair point. I've heard a lot of Met fans say this, that they thought he was pressing last year, which caused his struggles. Well, now that Vlad is off the market and Pete is now back to being the elite level first baseman, does this somehow cause the pressure to be reapplied? We will
check
in. I
love being a Met.
No, we love you too, Pete. We will check in on this Thursday at 4:17.
He is playing a team he just raked against in Miami.
I understand. So you're saying it won't prove anything?
Not now. I think this week. We get by with Pete hitting this week.
Okay. Well, you know what? If he doesn't hit, wouldn't that cause concerns? If he pulls off an 0-for-11 against the Miami Marlins?
No, you're right. I just don't think it will. I think Pete's in such a zone right now, he's going to feast on the Marlins this week.
All right, we will keep an eye on that. And Thursday, 4:17, we'll recheck in. We'll get back to your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. Plus, Boomer Esiason is getting Tiki Barber a 50th birthday present that is making me feel very, very inadequate. We try to figure out what that gift is.
Happy birthday, Dick.
Carlos Rodon struggling in his second straight start, Sean.
At least he's battling. You know, he's gotten through the fourth inning with only five runs allowed here, a fifth inning now. So, you know, what a battler. I appreciate the effort he gives. I mean, just anytime you could pitch five innings and give up five runs and save the bullpen. I mean, I think Chris McMonagle would agree. Just a battler.
Boy, you are just, you hate this guy.
I mean, man, if this was last year, he would have been out of the game already.
Well, first of all, this start is far different than the start that he got praised for.
No, but you got to give him a pass. It's cold weather today. He battled through the
court. Well, it is definitely cold weather. But that game, he got off to a bad start, then settled in and gave him innings. In this start, he gave up three in the third, two here in the fifth inning. Wasn't helped out by some lousy defense by Oswaldo Cabrera.
Right.
He's also had some control issues. He hasn't been good.
Right. And the Yankees' offense has sucked and base running problems like Ben Rice. But still,
It's been an ugly game so far.
I can't get mad, though. He's averaging a run in inning. That's nothing.
Kiss my fat ass!
That clip you just heard, kiss my fat ass, actually originated with Sean not liking Carlos Rodon. He did that outside of Yankee Stadium before a Met Yankee game that Carlos was pitching. This was, I think, soon after the...
It was the first start after he blew the kisses out.
West. Yes. Yeah. The kiss-blowing incident, if you will.
Blow more kisses at no fans because it was snowing out early. Go ahead, Carlos.
It's now sunny, though, in Detroit.
Yeah, exactly.
It is sunny. The snow has finally stopped, but it is very, very cold. You got to give Carlos credit for this. You want to guess what I'm giving him credit for?
No sleeves.
No sleeves.
Yeah, maybe if you wore sleeves and your arm was warm, you'd actually pitch all right.
You know
what? But you know what? You're trying to be a tough guy like you're a Packers offensive lineman.
Should I do that tonight at Citi Field? Should I say, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to be tough. I'm going to show my fellow Met fan how tough to be.
No, you get sick too easily. We can't lose you.
You've been sick like seven times since August, so please bundle up.
So no short sleeves for me?
No, God, no.
All right, real quick before we get back to your calls. Today is Tiki Barber's 50th birthday.
Happy birthday, Tiki.
And we went through this on the air last week, but we said to Tiki, I had to do this on air, make it as awkward as possible. I said, Tiki, what should we get you? Like, I feel weird not getting you something. It would be strange not to. We've been partners now for almost 2 years. We get along very well. Sean loves you. Tommy loves you. I'll be the leader. I'll pick it out. I'll even pay for it. I don't really care. But we got to get you something. And Tiki was honest. And he's like, you know what? I love a good bottle of whiskey. So since he's not here and he's not listening, I will tell you that we got him like a baseball-themed whiskey. Very, very cool, very creative. It came from a listener who listens to Evan and Tiki and said, hey, because Tiki's been so interested in fantasy and he's running the team with Sean and he says he loves drinks, what do you guys think of this idea? And I was like, you know what? I think it's a great idea. Plus, I think Tiki will really get a kick out of the fact that it was a listener's idea. He's a very interactive guy.
He is.
You are a loser, dude.
So we got Tiki that. So when he returns and it gets shipped finally, I will give that to him. But earlier today, I was listening to the morning program, and Boomer Esiason brought up it was Tiki's birthday and actually dropped hints to the entire audience that he got Tiki some kind of really nice gift. I'd like for everybody to take a listen. So this is from earlier today on the Boomer and Geo program, Boomer Esiason and Geo talking about a gift that Boomer is getting for Tiki Barber.
I do have a gift for him.
You got a gift for Tiki?
I showed it to you last week.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you did. Wow.
Don't say anything.
All right. I won't say anything.
Don't say anything. Maybe I'll come back in and I'll surprise them later.
Well, you're kind of saying something now. You know, I'm not going to write. I mean, but, well, say what it is. But you're going to hand him that?
Yes.
Wow. That is significant. And I'm not being facetious or doing some sort of, you know, thing to get everybody excited. What if we're talking about the same thing, which I think we're talking about?
Yeah,
the
we're
same
talking
thing,
about the same thing. Yeah.
That's a that is a massive gift. Massive.
And he's a massive guy.
Did you hear Gio basically? That is a massive gift.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I can tell you right now, I have no idea what it is. By the way, speaking of no idea, Boomer also had no idea that
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He wasn't in today, so if he does come by to give the gift, looking at Boomer's face will be priceless.
That'd be great. Trek's all the way back in. Tiki's not even on this continent.
Nah, Boomer has probably already got the heads up. He probably turned it on for 30 seconds, heard us bloviating about something.
Well, you heard it live, so you probably texted Boomer and let him know that Tiki wasn't in.
Oh, I did not. Absolutely not.
Why not?
Let him figure that out. I ain't his secretary.
That's being a terrible person.
No, it's not. Look, I didn't even text either of them to find out what the gift is because...
Well, you want to be surprised.
I kind of do want to be surprised, but for everybody listening to that clip and the way it was described by Boomer and the way it was described by Gio, what the hell did they get him? I'm starting to think, and I don't even think this is possible because Boomer's not even in. I was thinking Boomer was going to come in and say you're in the Hall of Fame. That's how massive Gio made it sound like Boomer was going to be like, oh, yeah. So they got, and obviously that's not happening, but imagine Boomer just coming and saying, yeah, they got the votes wrong, you're in. Like, the way Gio described it.
Wow, okay, that's where you went.
What did you think it was?
So I really had to think about, what do you give a man that seemingly has everything and is happy? And we figured out whiskey. If I had to guess Boomer and Gio's excitement, a little lazier than we think. Really nice golf clubs.
What?
Boomer and Gio are obsessed with golf.
Yeah, but
and all
Tiki
the golf
doesn't love golf that much. Tiki would probably be like, oh, cool, all right. Like, I don't think that
My
would be that
My assumption is, in the NFL players circle, these retired players, Tiki golfs. I think Boomer probably thinks Tiki loves golf more than he does, and therefore, I'm betting something with golf. Or would maybe like a round at some club he couldn't even, you know, dream of getting in.
So, right church, Evan, wrong pew. My brain went to, and here's the problem with speculating. Me and Evan are going to have really, like, high things, and then Sean's right, if they give him, like, a, you know, cover for his driver or something like that, it's going to make
But
him
they
look
described
bad.
It as
I know.
Big.
I took it as
Gio said massive. Did he say massive?
Yeah, I took it as the Giants are retiring his number. Boomer got.
Oh my God!
Boomer got the Iggy on it, and he is going to present whatever you present to somebody beforehand.
Oh my God!
Who's the Giants' all-time leading rusher?
You might be right, and we've talked about several times how ridiculous it is. Mason Crosby wore 21,
and that would mean a hell of a lot to Tiki. I know he kind of downplays it, but that would mean a lot to him, and it should.
That would be So we are thinking kind of the same line. Obviously, mine can't, like, the Hall of Fame is over for the year.
It's past exactly.
So, but the retired number thing, you're right. You think it's that?
Wow. I mean, the way they reacted, and Gio was like, dude, this is not a, he didn't say bit, but he said, I'm not, you know, overblowing this because it's
not a radio. That's why I was very intrigued by it, and I don't want to know, because, like, I kind of think
you
that
think
if,
Tiki includes us on his guest list if he's getting his number retired this year?
But, I mean, I hope the Jets aren't playing, because I, you know, I can't.
No, you can't! Not for that!
But now I feel like you don't want to set the bar too high, and it's a bottle of rum.
Yeah.
Now, if you're Boomer, this is like Larry David. This is like Curb. Yeah. Now Boomer's going to have to get his number retired. But, Tiki's.
But that's on Boomer. I mean, he and Gio, because they both built it up like it's massive. I mean, that was the word that was used. The word was massive.
Maybe it's like feet pics of Hawk 2 or something.
That's for my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't want to know. And the reason I don't want to know is because we can never say it on the air because Tiki deserves that surprise. Whatever Boomer got him.
Yeah,
or whatever
it is.
We
don't know, by the way.
I don't know. And I don't want to know because the last thing I want to do, this bothers me, is if I find out and I can't say anything on the air, then I feel like I'm, like, lying to the people listening. Like, oh, yeah, I can't tell you. I don't want to know anything. So I don't want to know until Tiki knows, but I don't know. Do you know?
I don't either, but I think Tommy might. I don't want to get my hopes up for him.
Yeah, that's why I regret
but
saying it.
But he should have his number retired regardless.
Yes, he should. He should be in there anyway.
And he's what would Boomer know? You know what I mean?
He's Boomer.
Boomer knows NFL people.
Boomer knows everybody.
Can you play the clip one more time? We may cut it off before it's over. I want to listen very carefully to the words and see if maybe we can decipher what it is. This is Boomer Esiason earlier today with Gio, Boomer and Gio, of course, talking about a massive gift that I guess he's getting Tiki for his 50th birthday.
I do have a gift for him.
Gift for him.
You got a gift for Tiki? I showed it to you last week.
I showed it to
you. Oh, that's right.
Week.
Yes, you did. Wow. Don't say anything. All right. I won't say anything. Don't say anything. Maybe I'll come back in and I'll surprise him later.
Surprise.
Well, you're kind of saying something now. You know, I'm not right. I mean, but well, say what it is.
Don't say what
it
is.
I mean, you're gonna hand him that.
Wow. Yeah,
that is significant.
He's got to hand him something. He's handing keys to a car.
A declaration for the number retirement.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to find. I am so excited, but I don't want to know. We have to find out together as an Evan and Tiki audience. Though, I will give permission to someone on the show to find out. I don't want to know, though.
I don't want to know either.
You don't want to know?
Because if it ends up being something Giant related, I'm compromised. I'm a content
creator. What do you
mean a
compromise?
I don't want to accidentally break the news on my podcast.
Oh, I got what you. So if it is the number retirement, you would feel bad like you somehow told it to everybody.
I'm too close to the Giant fan circles. I can't.
Okay. Do you want to know, Tommy?
I don't want to have that information. I already feel bad enough that I floated that out there because, like I said, the bar, we have him in the Hall of Fame and his number being retired.
Yeah.
And he got him a set of steak knives.
A magic bullet.
Vic on Long Island. Vic, you know what this gift is?
I don't know what it is, but I almost positive it's not a number retirement because I believe it's something they had in the office that he brought home another day, and Gio said something about, oh, was that thing you brought in the other day or something like that.
So it's a physical. What physical gift could be that like massive?
Happy ending.
Yeah, but whatever it is, he deserves it. One of the best Giants ever.
No, I agree. And forget about just being a great Giant. He's a great human. And he's been on this earth for 50 years, and he's made it to 50. Like, I think that's cool. I hope to make it to 52. So does Sean. So does Tommy.
And who knows after what I ate this weekend. But I will say, on the heels of Tiki turning 50, take yourself removed from the fact that we're close to Tiki and that you could hear him every day with us. As a Giant fan out there listening, how old do you feel that Tiki Barber's 50?
Yeah, it's got to make you feel old.
Not good.
I agree. Know?
Let's remove ourselves from Radio Tiki and think back to the Tiki we all watched.
Yeah, we weren't even shaving when
he was 50.
Yeah, I agree. Especially, this is my line of demarcation for age, and I'm sure there's a lot of people in the audience who have this. You have to be just, I guess, really my age, your age.
Yeah.
So this fits Tiki. When you watch someone come into the league and then watch someone out of the league.
Oh, yeah.
And that started happening to me right around the Tiki era.
Yeah.
Like the guys that come into the league in 96, 97, 98, 99, you watch their entire career. Like David Wright makes me the saddest. Whenever I see David, the day David Wright retired, that hit me more than anything because I really remember. Like, I was an adult when he came into the league.
Yeah.
Like, I was legally able to drink when David Wright came into the league. And then he retires, and we're the same age.
It's crazy.
So I know that Tiki does that for a lot of people, and you're right, he's old now. He's 50. That's a shame.
He's old by number, but not by his physical presence.
What is the gift? Is it a watch or something?
Oh, that would be...
Watch is disappointing.
Let's go to Matt in Old Tappan. Matt, do you know what this gift is?
Hey, guys, how are you? I heard one of you mention maybe a foursome around a golf at a club that maybe Tiki never had an opportunity to play.
Yeah.
So I'd like to invite the three of you guys up to... my club in Rockland County.
Well, that's very nice. Unfortunately, I don't know how to hit the ball. So,
well, don't speak for everybody. You
drive in the car
and
drink along with us. All right.
Thank you very much. You know what? I'll put you on hold. Sean wants to take you up on it. Thank you very much.
I'm sure Tiki would too. I'm not going to be the only one. I'd be a real letdown if only I show up.
All right. Let's go to Tommy in Breezy Point. What's up, Tommy?
Imagine that. Jeez.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Tommy, pizza on the point. He's going to get him a brand new putter, a $500 putter. That's why Gio wants it so much.
Is it a putter or a putter?
Putter.
Sweater, gotcha.
All right.
That is, you know what, if it is, and I'm not saying that wouldn't be an amazing gift, it's one of those gifts that I would just be like, oh, okay.
Right.
It doesn't do anything for me. I'm not saying it doesn't fit the way Gio and Boomer described it, and Tiki may freak out. Tiki may rip his clothes off in excitement, but it's one of those gifts I'm like, oh, that was it? All right. We wasted our time talking about it.
And it's tricky, man. When you're receiving something on camera or on air, if that happens, the reaction police live forever.
Oh, you have to be excited.
Yeah, like, if there's something built up and you get, like, a putter and you didn't really need one, you're not that into golf anymore, like, oh, nice, all right.
Go kiss ass, dude.
Imagine if he says that to him.
What's the proper reaction? Go kiss ass.
The other problem with getting a gift for Tiki, that's why I think this has got to be something really special and really unique. We know this from working with Tiki. Tiki has done everything in his life.
You're right.
We just mention anyone's name. Oh, I had lunch with them in, Thailand. It's like, what? Like, he's done everything, because I was thinking, oh, maybe they're bringing him to, like, Augusta or something. Like, but Tiki's probably done everything there is to have done. So they must be sure that this is something very unique. Tiki's never done it, or it's an honor, naming a street after him, something, like, really
unique. You're right.
So I don't think it's a putter.
No, you're kind of right, because I think when you get older and you've got money and you played in the NFL, or even, like, I don't have that much money. You don't have that much money. But I think we've gotten to the point where if you want something, you go out and get it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking to myself, like, what would be a present that would move me? And the answer is, I don't know, because if I want something, I usually just go out and get it.
And you're very simple. You're an easy man to please, Evan. I don't think there's much. You know, you get your sports, you get your tickets. Like, that's an Evan Roberts.
I'm a very simple guy.
Yeah. You get your riding lawnmower. You're good.
Yeah, oh, I love that lawnmower. Did I tell you I got fired? I don't get to cut my own grass anymore.
Of course you did.
Yeah. I told you that?
Yes.
Yeah, my wife fired me. Didn't do a good enough job cutting the grass. She said, I'm hiring someone.
Did you take a dive, though?
Why would I take a dive? I love cutting the grass.
Yeah, but everybody loves cutting the grass until they don't love cutting the grass.
No, I never hit that, and I'll tell you why. Because I have a ride motor. Like, a ride motor. A ride mower. A John Deere. Like, I sit there, I hit the gas, I put the blades out, and I'm just drinking and listening to country music. Like, I'm not making any effort. It's not like I'm standing there pushing this thing. I'm just sitting there driving like I'm a real redneck. So why would I ever not want
to
do that anymore?
How are you going to scratch the itch now? Are you allowed to just go to like a park and mow the lawn? Is that like illegal?
No, you're not.
I'm just asking.
It's a great question.
It's a great passion of his.
I thought about doing that when I used to run Twitter baseball. The city did an awful job of cutting the grass. So I thought many times, can I bring my John Deere down there and just cut the grass myself?
It's probably a violation.
Yeah, it is.
It's probably a fine.
I was told by someone in parks that I would be arrested.
Arrested? That seems a little extreme. How many of these parks got 7,000 dandelions nobody's picked out in 10 years?
Well, that was my answer. I was like, well, then why don't you cut the grass?
Geese poop.
You know. Oh, it's disgusting. Now, the mower doesn't help with the geese poop.
No, but we're just saying.
It does help with
spreads it out.
Kept a little better.
It does. And then it gets stuck to your wheels.
Ugh.
Let's go to Kenny in Staten Island. How are you, Kenny?
Evan, as long as you don't pull up to City Field with the mower and start mowing center field,
that'd be fine.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Well, listen, maybe they got Tiki and Emmy Award for being on the Jersey Housewives. That'll be funny.
Not bad.
Listen. Getting to the baseball season, what they got to do is get rid of this useless interleague play. Start the season May 1st. Cut the games by 20 and go from there. Because it's a little ridiculous playing in this weather. You know, I remember years ago they used to start on April 8th. The Reds were always the first game. But now it's just like we moved it into March.
The problem...
You're playing the cards you dealt here.
Kenny, the problem is interleague play isn't going anywhere for obvious reasons, nor are you cutting games down because of the money. Like, we have to think sometimes about the business. And the business, like the NBA is the same way. There's no sport that needs to cut its games more than the NBA. Love the NBA. But clearly they should cut down on the amount of games. They'll never do it because schmucks like me are buying 41 games and they don't want to give up 5 of them or 10 of them or whatever that number is, and baseball's the same way. It's not happening.
Right.
So the only way you can get out of the cold weather is twofold. You could have a warm weather schedule in April, which can be done to a degree, or you could follow my brilliant idea, which is just move the calendar back a month. Start the year in May, have the regular season end in late October, have the playoffs.
But it is. So the October and November is still good. So what, last year October was warm?
Yes.
Most years, October gets cold.
Not
man.
As cold as April.
How many times your kids trick-or-treat without jackets?
How many times you
last
go to
year, a... Last year was it. You're always with a jacket trick-or-treating with the kids. It's cold.
It's colder in April. All right, here we go. In April, New York City's average temperature ranges between 43 and 61 degrees.
Okay.
Now I'm going to do October. Did you hear 43 to 61?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. 50 to 64 in October.
Okay.
So it's warmer. So I win. I win.
You're also not factoring in how many people are ready to be outside in April, how many people are ready to pack it back in
October. I also didn't ask Grok, which is what I should have asked. Grok's usually on top of it. What is the average temperature in April in New York City? Let's see what Grok says. I bet you the temperature in New York City in April is around 53 degrees. Okay. Now let's try October. What is the average? Temperature is a tricky word to spell, isn't it? In October.
Not really, but.
How do you spell it? Go ahead, quick.
T-E-M-P-E-R-A-T-U-R-E.
Good job, bro.
Thank you.
Very impressed.
Temperature.
You didn't even have to ask Grok.
The other problem with asking Grok about this is, Evan, again, and I understand.
All that, I got the answer. It's 57. Okay. Four degrees warmer. Four is significant. I win.
Yeah, but Ev, you need the lows, though, because that's what it's going to be at night. So the highs really do us no good. It doesn't matter what the temperature is at 3 p.m.
And baseball doesn't only get played in New York.
Well, I'm giving New York as an example. What are we doing a show in Juneau, Alaska?
But my
they have a baseball team.
My point was for the league. The problem is a game in Detroit like this in April.
Let's go to Steve in Babylon. How are you, Steve? Hey, Steve.
Hey, Evan.
Hey, man, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, what's up?
I'd like to tell you who's your fifth guy running with you at City Field.
Oh, in the mascot race? Who should the fifth person be?
Sal Licata.
Yeah, he's a good candidate. I was thinking about Sal. I was thinking about like a surprise person where you don't know who it is, and then after the race is over, they take their mask off. And so the three people I was thinking about was Craig Carton, Joe Beningo, and Greg Giannotti.
We can't have Joe break a hip.
Yeah, Joe would physically
He's
melt.
Older now.
So that would be
Actually,
bad.
Craig might break a hip.
Yeah,
as
Craig
well.
Too.
Or he would say he has a broken hip and that's why he lost.
I think Gio is perfect for it because I think he'd have a good time doing it.
Yeah, I agree.
And he'd want to kick our asses.
Yeah,
he could go in without pressure because it would be a surprise. No one would know it was him. And then he gets to pull the hat off after he kicks one of our asses or all of our asses. Even though Tiki's going to win. I do agree with Tommy's opinion on that subject.
Unless he runs backwards. That's the only way to make it fair.
Let's go to Andrew in Bay Ridge. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. This is out of character for me because I'm usually a serious caller. Yeah. But based on Gio's reaction, I think it's that prosthetic foot that doubles as a vagina that they're always talking about.
That's the gift for Tiki Barber?
Well, that is not a number retirement.
Now I know what's going to be on my Christmas list.
I love, by the way, Andrew, that my favorite part of your phone call is the way it starts with, I'm normally a serious caller. I like to break down the Yankee bullpen, who the Giants should draft, you know, salary cap ramifications. But actually, I'd like to talk about the thing that doubles as a foot and the female anatomy.
I just want to make this clear. Tommy Lugauer suggested number retirement. We bought in, and there's actually plausible for a fake vagina toy.
Sticky stuff.
It's ranges. I think that's the beauty of this. It could be anything.
This is not my fault or your fault. This is Boomer's fault.
And we subtly learned, and I don't want this being swept under the rug, that if Tiki has his number retired, Evan will refuse to go because the Jets are playing the Bills that day.
Well, let me see. Well, hold on. Okay, here's where you're a freaking
Logie,
hypocrite.
You heard him earlier.
I stand by that. Here's where you're a hypocrite.
Okay.
Okay. If I was being honored, I was being inducted into the Lawrence High School Hall of Fame.
Okay.
High school I've gone to. They're inducting me into the Hall of Fame.
I'd argue if they have a hole, why are you not in already?
I don't know. Probably because I don't want to go. I don't want to go back.
I think we tried to get him in there and Evan refused to go. Basically.
Yeah.
Or didn't want to go,
I'm not a Hall of Famer. I don't view myself that way. But anyhow, I'm inducted into the Hall of Fame.
All right.
There's a Giant game that corresponds with it.
Mm-hmm.
You are full of crap if you're not saying, I'm sorry, Ev, I have to be at the Giant game.
I am there for my friends and family.
You're full of crap.
No, I'm not.
You're full of crap.
If you're going to a Hall of Fame? Yeah, it would be insulting if Tommy and Tiki went and I didn't do that. No, I'd absolutely be
I think that you're full of it.
No, I'm not.
Like, I think there is no...
I'm more mature now than I was a couple years ago.
So you have pulled off something like this before.
I refused to go to my wife's grandparents' 50th anniversary party because the Giants were playing the Bills at 1 o'clock.
That's what I'm saying.
The Rashad Jennings game.
There was no bar with a TV there?
Didn't matter. My issue was don't call it an anniversary dinner when it's at 1 o'clock. That's lunch.
It's a brunch.
And the Giants only play the Bills once every 4 years.
So doesn't this not prove my point that you lecturing me that I can't watch the Jet game because Tiki's getting his number retired and I need to be there? And God knows they're going to screw us with a lot of double 1 o'clock games.
But you,
we know that's
you
happening.
Being the king of bragging about DVRing games,
that's
a bad look for you.
The one sport that's very...
We all got to watch the Jets. We got to talk about it the next day.
That BS. You're going to be watching it. When the Jets and Giants are both playing at 1 o'clock, your sister's ass, you're watching the Jet game. I'm watching the Jet game. You're watching the Giant game. Tommy's watching the Giant game.
Excuse me, multiple TVs. I don't watch the Jets.
The only two people that will go back and make sure they watch everything is Tiki Barber and me.
Oh, kiss my ass. You don't think I go back and watch? You know how many times I had to come on for an hour and a half on the fan after both the Jet and Giant games?
There's no shot.
Oh, please.
No shot. So you've already confirmed that you have decided not to go to certain events because of a Giant game.
But I was
in
my
20s. And now you're shaming me for something that hasn't even happened yet.
Dude, if Tiki Barber gets his number retired by the Giants and you blow it off because the Jets are playing the Raiders, that's a terrible job.
Here's a real question. So let's say it is Jets at 1 o'clock, Giants getting the Tiki Barber number retirement. And Tiki's excited, clearly, right?
Uh-huh.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, Tiki's not getting his number retired that we know of. We were just speculating that Boomer's built-up gift that he's getting for Tiki, it was Tommy's speculation, that it would be a retired number.
Yeah, it was either that or a putter.
A putter. If I said to Tiki, I'm sorry, man, you know, Jets Steelers, kind of have to watch it, what would Tiki's reaction be?
Jackass.
Hey, man, I understand it. He would say all the right things publicly. But
and then secretly be pissed off?
Yeah, I think he'd be upset secretly.
Interesting. All right. Well, luckily, I have time to really think this over because it'd be a very difficult decision. We'll come back with your phone calls at 888-808-1019, plus a lot to get to. Alexander Ovechkin's moment on Long Island, and do we have new intel on truly what the Giants are going to do at 3? And I think we have more evidence that if Shedeur Sanders is there, it is an absolute no-brainer to take him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.